First of all, I want to thank you for your prayers and for those of you who've been led to send us donations. I thank you from the bottom of our heart for your kindness to this ministry. It is so appreciated. Today is March the 22nd, 2015, 2:48 a.m. I work better at night. Well, YouTube family, I'm coming to you tonight with a very heavy heart. What I want to report to you here is that a rumor has been started about our armed forces, that there was a failed attempt to nuke Russia. I've done a bit of research on this report, and it is true that Captain Cole was relieved of her command, but it still remains unverified that she withstood Obama in an attempt to nuke Russia. In fact, my husband's discernment has been that this very well may not be true, and these are things that would be extremely hard to verify, so I'm passing that on to you. However, the timing on these purported events eerily corresponds to the night of serious prayer the Lord called us to. If you remember the night I posted the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and we emailed many of you who have given us your email and asked for serious prayer the night of March the 17th, 2015. I have to say that where there's smoke, there's fire. And at the end of the night, the Lord made it a point to give us a confirmation that our prayers had been heard and He would act upon them. So something's up, guys, reported or not reported. My source is God, not the internet. And that night, there was a serious threat. Going a little deeper into this, the tensions appear to be very high between the two nations, and my stance on the whole thing is that those behind the scenes are just giving us a puppet play while they make very real arrangements to fulfill the book of Revelation. But we're not called to fuel conspiracy theories. We are called to bring the bride into the chamber with her Lord. I believe this dubious report sparked a very sound reality check for all of us. And it would seem that the Holy Spirit has allowed many of us Christians on the internet to consider that we may be on the brink through different ministries that have elaborated on the significance of the feasts and heavenly alignments as the signs of appointed times given by God. All things considered, this is good. We are way too comfy in our comfort zones, and these practice drills are a wake-up call, I believe, from the Lord. So we don't want to ridicule people who have made errors in prescribing the time of the rapture. We want to look at them as being used by God to pry us out of our shallow little worlds of self-involvement and wake up to the reality that Revelation is about to be fulfilled in our hearing ears. So that made clear, I still hold that we must consider every day a gift, no longer to be taken lightly or wasted, rather to be used to consider our ways and what we are doing for ourselves versus what we are doing for God. And I believe that when the storm clouds begin to darken on the horizon, we need to head to our prayer closets for special prayer, that God will again reveal His mercy and we will be prepared, having done all in our power to be ready and help others to be ready. When will Miami be hit? I doubt that any man knows the day or the hour. My heart was very heavy as I came into prayer, praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet in my heart, and my mind just swept over Europe and the United States and Russia, praying for the innocent people. And I just couldn't rest during my nap time. That was one reason why I was praying it too, because it's kind of a very peaceful prayer. I kept feeling such a deep sorrow. So I got up and went to my prayer space and soon found myself in the garden, like the Garden of Gethsemane, holding Jesus in the same way that famous picture of the angel in the Garden of Olives was holding him. And I just held him as I pondered the fates of millions of Americans and Russians and Europeans. I sank deeper into sorrow. I whispered to the Lord, "I'm scared, Lord." He answered me, "I am too." Well, how did he mean that? God be scared? Surely not. I believe that he meant it in the sense that he will have to decide the fate of millions who will be victims of horrendous and painful burns and radiation. There is something in his Godhead that recoils at the suffering of any human being, let alone innocent children and Christians. I didn't even try to hide my apprehension. He knows everything, and I believe his confession was not one of fear, per se, but one of repulsion to the suffering of the victims of war and what they will have to pass through, and of course the loss of souls to hell for eternity. These are the things that he alone knows, and how heavily they weigh upon his sacred heart. After quite a while of comforting him, he stood to his feet and was wearing a baby blue robe. His arms were outstretched to me in an invitation to dance, a Hebrew-type dance with him. I was listening to Praise Him by Terry McCallman. That's the song that I put up in her last post. So I put my hands in his, and we swayed back and forth to the song. Finally, we sat down and rested. And I said, "Lord, do you have a word for us?" He replied, "What is in your heart? Our hearts are one. Just share from your heart." "I'm anxious for my own children," I said. "One is in Colorado Springs and one's in Phoenix. And we've seen in the spirit the nuclear explosions in both places. The dream I had in Phoenix was a bomb between Scottsdale and Phoenix and in the open desert, right near the airport. Of course, that would have to be exactly where my son lives." But the Lord said, "Take care of our children first, then yours." So here I am, sharing my heart with you. I know we are all anxious for the rapture, but the events preceding it, how can we be anxious for it, knowing that it's war and how many are going to suffer? I do believe the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and while our Lord has not explained to me why he's allowing millions to die before the rapture, I can only imagine it's the blood of the martyrs and innocents that will be sown into the deeply plowed soils of war after we are gone, and they will be the first to rise. Can you imagine that? Thousands of body bags suddenly coming to life as Christians who were killed in the Holocaust rise from the dead right before the eyes of Homeland Security? Wow, that has got to be a witness. They will see that and hear the prepared propaganda that aliens, not a rapture, took people from the earth. But they'll be witnesses that no aliens were present at their resurrection. And as I shared in an earlier video, these souls will shoot up to the throne room like 4th of July fireworks. So here we are, almost a full 2 weeks from the very day on which the crucifixion is commemorated. And would you believe it's the very same day of the calendar that Jesus was crucified in 33 AD? Well, truly it is. This year, Good Friday falls on April 3rd, the very same date that he was crucified, April 3rd, 33 AD. According to those who've researched this subject thoroughly, and of course the blood moon and Passover, are around the same time. Well, unless God has moved to mercy again, I believe we're facing our last days on earth. What are we to do during this time? All I can think about right now are the people who are sound asleep, the walking dead that have no idea that Putin is going to pull the trigger. People who will go to hell for eternity. That's where our focus is. And preparing our children, whom we hope will make it to Taos. Because this, we have been told, will be one of the few safe places. And their packages are outdated, so I've got a lot of work to do. And keeping all of you up to date when the Lord shares with me, and of course spending my days repenting of my own sins. This is no time to be judging others. Let's take a serious look. This is no time to be stingy. This is no time to be slipping around in sin. This is no time for drinking and debauchery. This is no time for lying, hating, backbiting, and gossip. God help us if we think we can attack others and still be a spotless bride. I think that if we're busy gossiping against others and attacking them, we're disqualifying ourselves from the rapture. I have some serious concerns about a couple of people who have posted on our site and were just bitter and ugly and accusatory, and they're expecting to be raptured. I mean, that's scary to me, that they really think they can do that kind of thing and still be raptured. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Rather, I'm trying to forgive and to love and to pray for these other people, even though sometimes it's not easy. But this is a time of forgiveness and prayer for others. You know, the Lord said, we'll be forgiven as we forgive others. This is no time to hold a grudge. I mean, if we've got division in our families, we should do everything that we can to make it right with them. Works of mercy, prayer for the world, sacrificial giving, sharing the shortness of time, even with scoffers. Boy, they're the hard ones. Our reality is not their reality. Our reality is Jesus is coming for his bride, and the tribulation is about to begin. Getting our house in order and leaving instructions behind for the unsaved, that's our reality. Well, and I have to ask myself, what if this all doesn't come down in the next 2 weeks? What if there's no war and this is a false alarm? Then we'll be more prepared than ever for that day when it does come. Our lamps will have more oil than they've ever had before. We will know we've done everything in our power for the Lord and his kingdom to come. If God has mercy and does not allow this attack from Russia or our attack on Russia, then this is a dry run that brings us to an even greater state of readiness for the inevitable fulfillment of Scripture. But if we scoff and don't do all in our power to prepare, and the war to end all wars begins, we will be the virgins whose lamps have run out of oil. So I say, better to believe and prepare others and ourselves. Be sure to forgive, leave no stone unturned in your hearts, and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what remains for you to do, spiritually and physically. Then obey. That's what I'm going to be doing and praying for you, and I hope that you'll pray for us too. The Lord bless you with his peace and steadfastness, knowing that his mercy is greater than we can ever imagine.